Hello everyone and welcome to the latest Everton Echo podcast on the eve of the new season with Everton editor Greg O'Keefe and Echo tipster Tony Scott. Obviously, Watford's on the horizon and the Premier League curtain raiser, but we're going to be discussing the future of John Stones. It's the hot topic, it's what everybody's been talking about. Greg, we'll start with you. Simple question, do you think John Stones will be an Everton player come September the 1st at 6:01 p.m. or whatever it'll be?
Simple question. Yeah. It's very much the loaded question, and it's the one that's on every Blues lips, and I'm afraid that's Royal and those at Stamford Bridge, isn't it? You know, can Everton resist whatever third bid Chelsea are prepared to go up to? Will Stones' head be turned to the extent that he goes and asks for a transfer? And for me, that's the crucial point. I know this is a bit of a politician's answer, Phil, but I just can't say yes or no at the moment whether he'll still be here. The fact that I think it's still in the balance, it flies in the face of a lot of people who are convinced he's a goner. I genuinely think it's in the player's hands, despite the fact he's on a long contract. Yeah. I think if he turns around and begins to agitate for a move, if a big enough bid comes in, and we'll talk about what we all consider a big enough bid later on, I think you might see that then he ends up going to Stamford Bridge.
As we sat here then, August the 7th at, you know, lunchtime, Greg O'Keefe, not the politician's answer, the fan's answer, does he stay or does he go?
I think he goes.
Okay. Tony, I mean, we'll throw the same question over to you. Does he, you know, Greg sort of weighed up the argument. Do you think he comes September the 1st, he's still an Evertonian?
I don't think so, to be honest. I've been asked a few times, obviously, our friends and family, who would you think he's going to be an Everton player? But I can't see it. If Chelsea come in with another bid, everyone's asking, what do you think? Do you think John Stones is going to be, his head's going to be turned? Do you think he's going to fancy the move? Listen, the lad's got to be ambitious. He's a young lad. He's going to be getting offered at least treble his wages with Chelsea. He's going to be offered Champions League football. He's going to be playing with world-class players for the champions under Jose Mourinho. Whose heads isn't going to be getting turned from that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Evertonians sometimes need to get a little bit realistic, as in, they've got a young star here, and the big clubs around Europe want him. And everyone's saying, oh, why not wait till next season? Well, next season he could break his leg in the first game of the season. He'll never get that move again. And for every time, every week or so, or every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, he's with Everton, he's losing all this Champions League football, all this money, and That's my point of view, is that I think he come the end of the transfer window, he'll be in the Chelsea shirt.
Phil's got to put it on you as well.
No, well, I was just going to say before that, taking away the idea that, you know, he might be struck down with bad luck. So, do you not think that it's the right move for him as a player to stay at Everton for 12 months, play a full season as a first team player, play most weeks, if not every week, and then reassess his situation?
Who's to say he's not going to be a first team at Chelsea?
Well, I think that what's coming out of Chelsea, they've got a 30-game plan for him. That's not a first-team player, is it?
Well, if he's playing Champions League football and the majority of league games, for me, how old is he? 20? Is he 21?
21, yeah.
21 years of age to be playing Champions League football, playing the majority of Premier League games for the champions. I think he'd take that rather than play with Everton, and they're not even in Europe. Yeah, you've got to be a bit more realistic here and look from his point of view, the agent's point of view, not just take your Everton glasses off and look at it from a football perspective. This lad, in my opinion, would want to go to Chelsea, and he wouldn't. Yeah. If he doesn't, he's lacking ambition, in my opinion.
No, I'm not convinced from what we've been told that he would be the first choice alongside John Terry for next season. But moving on, I think he still will be an Everton player in September the 1st.
Good to hear. I'm glad one of us says that. Genuinely.
I'm saying this. I don't believe Chelsea will go high enough in their bid to sort of force Everton into a position where they've got to sell him. And that leads us on to what we think is the right bid. And for me, it might sound ridiculous, but I think they've got to be offering £40 million plus. I think he's that good. And if they're genuinely seeing him as their future centre-half for 10 years, the replacement for John Terry, show us the cash then.
I totally agree with you. I've been on record last season to say he's going to play for the very best clubs in Europe, and he'll go on to the very, very top. And as that, they've got to come in with a serious offer. If they come in with anywhere near the excess of 35 to 40 million, I think Everton's going to bite their hands off and the lad will want to go to Chelsea. I think that'll be the end of it. And to be fair, it looks low as we're going into this season. We've signed two players. I think with this 35 million that comes in, it could give Martinez 4 or 5 more players to add to that. But, well, you got again, John Stones is easily replaceable, in my opinion.
What's interesting is Chelsea's tactics in this pursuit, because they came in extremely low for a player of John Stones' potential and current ability. They've only risen, it's to, you know, if the national press are to be believed, they've only risen that to 26 million. So if they're only going to make another bid, it would be a considerable leap to think that they're going to go towards the 35, 40 million bracket, which we all believe he's in. I would say forget 35, start at 40. But or is it going to be a protracted saga that's going to go on right until the last gasp in the window, which it probably will. And then it puts Everton in a really difficult situation because everyone knows how much money they may or may not have received. And they're scrabbling around trying to spend that money. It's just not ideal. It's far from ideal.
But it has been done before.
It's been done before.
So they have got previous. It is risky, and they have got previous. So wait until the window, money comes in, and then go out and get three or four players on the last day.
Or does Martinez think, well, I'm going to bank this, like he did with Lukaku and the Fellaini money, and wait for another window? That might be all well and good. But as we all know, Everton need new recruits now.
Yeah.
And I think if he did that, it'd send out a horrendous message.
But the manager's looking to buy a centre-half to compete with John Stones and Jagielka, not to replace John. And as you said, so, you know, you would argue, where do you find a centre-half as good as John Stones for some of that money, potentially?
Well, if there was anybody out there, Chelsea would go for him.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Which speaks volumes, really.
But, I mean, obviously Roberto said yesterday in his press conference that, you know, he sort of admitted for the first time that the whole saga has affected John. I'll come to you both first, Greg. What you've seen of him play this summer, do you think it's affected his performances?
I don't think it's affected his performances. I can't speak for, you know, how he's been in the dressing room and whether or not in training. You know, he's the same kind of personality that I grew to know after he signed for the Blues. And that was like a laid-back, friendly, very affable young man, very professional, just loves his football. I hope that hasn't changed. It's interesting that Martinez did decide to concede that it has affected him.
Yeah.
He didn't go into any more details, so we're yet to see in what way. But on the pitch, I don't think so. You know, I think Tony made a point while we were watching the Duncan Ferguson testimonial against Villarreal. At times, it was John Stones versus Villarreal. Yeah. He kept them out. Yeah. You know, he certainly in the first half, when Everton were pretty poor, let's be honest, it was only John Stones and these flying blocks and tackles, interventions, that was keeping the Spanish side out. So it didn't look to me like he was suffering on the pitch.
Do you think off the pitch he may be suffering?
Well, that's all I can deduce from what Roberto said.
But from a 21-year-old's perspective, whose head isn't going to be turned?
No, you're right.
Real here. Listen, he's going to be, his agent's going to be saying to him, you're getting this amount of money, you're going to get this fee, you're going to get a better boot deal, you're going to get this amount of cash, you're playing the Champions League. He's going to be offering everything, and you're either that or stay with, let's put it one way, Everton finished mid-table last year. Now you've got an option. You either stay with Everton and lose thousands and thousands of pounds each week for the mid-table team, or you can go to the very top right now. You've got one decision to make. For me, for the 21-year-old lad, it's a no-brainer.
It's interesting, though. What I will say is it was not long before the news of Chelsea's interest surfaced. Stones gave an interview talking about how settled he was at Everton.
Mm.
Now, being realistic, it's a common theme in this, isn't it? I don't believe that when Chelsea's first bid was made public was the first time that Paul Martin, his agent, and John knew of their interest. You know what goes on in football?
This has not been a surprise.
They've known, or John Stones and his agent, they've known about Chelsea's interest for a long time, and yet he still chose to do that interview, which suggests to me he meant it, that he is happy.
But because we know him, Greg, and we know him reasonably well, too close to John, but we know him fairly. He's not, we wouldn't agree, not the type of player you would assume would agitate for a move. This is not going to be a stopping situation. It's not going to get messy in that respect. Yeah. Obviously, it's got messy in the public sort of spat between the two clubs. But I don't feel it's going to come to a point where John's, you know,
he's not going to put a transfer request in, is he?
You wouldn't have thought so. But we shall see. And obviously, as we just sort of close the podcast just quickly, obviously, John, fingers crossed, will shake off a knock and face Watford tomorrow. Tony, quickly, first for you, what's your prediction for the game?
It's going to be tight, especially after the pre-season performances from Everton. They haven't given me much hope, to be honest. If Everton are going to win, it's going to be really close. But I can see Watford scoring. I'll say a 2-1 victory for the Blues.
Greg?
If Lukaku plays, the Blues will win. I reckon he'll play 2-0 win.
Yeah, I'd agree. Lukaku is vital to this. If he plays, they win. But we'll find out tomorrow afternoon when the team sheet drops. Thanks for listening for the Everton's Echo podcast, and stay tuned throughout the season for more from us.